Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, good morning, you. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. I was a little bummed that song ended a little early. Like, that's like the whatever version of it, because, you know, it's like you can't have your meat unless you have any pudding.
Oh, you that's know? Your favorite part well, you of know, the song, and they cut it out.
As a parent, you've said it at least once to your children just to, like, to confuse them, you know? When they're like, can I have some, you can't have any pudding unless you eat your meat. No? Maybe I have. Maybe it's just me then.
I don't know. Yeah, you can't have. It was a pudding. It was, you know, ice cream.
No, you quote
dessert.
That song to your kids, and they look at you like all confused.
Oh, no.
No, okay. No,
I have not. I have not.
All right.
But you are the kind of guy that you do quote rando things.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Good morning.
How are you?
It's Friday.
That's a guy thing. Is that a guy thing?
Could be.
You love to quote movies and stuff and songs. I think that's a guy thing.
No. Yeah, I don't quote songs.
Say that.
I don't songs very much, but
You just gave us an example.
I don't quote songs all the time. I'm not that guy that does like the movie quote people. Completely, like, I have ultimate respect. When people throw movie quotes out, I'm like, ooh, I'm not that guy.
Respect for those people?
Oh, God, are you kidding me? Well, I know you've never seen any movies. But like people that do quote movies, I'm like, oh, wow.
Oh, God, that's all my kids do. TV shows, quotes, YouTube videos, whatever, the influencer, whatever they do, whatever they're quoting. I don't even know. I can't even speak their language. My husband tries to jump in, so now they're all quoting at the dinner table. All three of them are having a conversation of quotes. Like, they're conversing in quotes of TV shows or
yeah,
movies.
Wow. No, I have big respect for those people.
And I am just, like, you know, hanging out. That's why the dog is my favorite. Because
you can't relate to anybody.
You're right. I relate most with my dog. Like, what chilly, are you talking about? What is happening?
A chilly start this morning. We're saying maybe 51 degrees right now. Man, I walked out with a short sleeve shirt. I'm like, gah! Woo! It's going to warm up to 76 today, though. Hmm?
What? 76, that's mm-hmm. it? Perfect. I hated yesterday. It was freezing.
Yeah, it was still 70s.
Oh, my God. It was freezing. Both my mother and I we didn't have socks on, okay? We were wearing, like, sandal-like shoes, and we're both like, oh, my gosh, my feet can't warm up.
Oh, my
God. We're freezing.
Come on.
I wanted to turn around and go home and put on some socks and boots and a winter coat.
Okay, a little exaggerating there. 76 today, 78 tomorrow, both days sunny and beautiful. Today and tomorrow, so it's going to be awesome. Let me look at Sunday. Sunday. Oh, 85 and zero chance
of
rain.
There we go.
And then 80 Monday, 86 Monday, 88 Tuesday, 87 Wednesday, 84 Thursday. So we're back at it again. So
okay,
what? Big deal.
Okay.
Big deal. No big deal.
Okay.
All right, so we're good. All right, what am I doing?
You're sing-songy today.
Well, I'm a little off. I'm still kind of reeling from the colonoscopy thing yesterday. I'm still off. God, I was so hungry. And girl asked me, first thing, she's like, the nurse that, you know, set me up.
Yeah.
She's like, where are you going to go to get food afterward? Like, that must be like the standard question.
That must be the question.
She goes, you going to go get a garbage plate?
Instead of, in the elevator, it's usually like, oh, how's the weather? How about the weather? We talk weather. At the colonoscopy office, what are you going to eat?
Yeah, seriously. All right, it's coming up on 6 on 98.9 The Buzz. We're going to kick off the weekend a little bit after 8:30 this morning. Train tickets and tickets to the Prince Experience all here on the show today. You got to keep on playing that bunker music on 98.9 of us. Suzanne and Sandy, good morning to you. How are you? It's Friday. We're happy about this. I know you are too. Unless today's your Thursday and sucks for you. Sorry about that. Scott Suzanne and Sandy Waters. Hello.
So we're waking up and everybody is talking about that massive, massive fire. I mean, this fire was so large at the Tent City building.
Yeah.
You could see it across town, people were saying.
You could see it. I remember I was on social and Scott Hetzko from Channel 13, you know, the meteorologist, they had their wham cam that's, you know, over in Henrietta. And they literally like, wow, look at that. There's a big fire in sound in town. You know, they were like, you can see it from everywhere. It was huge. Massive fire engulfing the old Tent City building. They battled flames for 7 hours now and counting.
Just take that in. 7 hours, those firefighters.
Oh, no, they're still there.
Is it still going?
Oh, yeah, they're still there. Yeah.
So it's, if you don't know, Tent City Building is at Lyle and Dewey.
Yeah.
And it's been vacant, right? For how many years has that been?
Yo, Tent City's been there forever. I don't know how long it was vacant for, but yeah, man. I mean, wow. Second floor, they say it started on the second floor. It sounds to me like, you know, if it's been vacant, you know, people are probably in it and... That's bad.
That's what everybody is saying. Everyone's pointing the fingers at that.
Yeah. No reports of serious injuries. They say one firefighter got dizzy and was treated at the scene. I mean, they're talking five alarms. Five alarms. They had to, you know, ring it out five different times to get...
Okay.
It happened about 10:30 last night, by the way.
Forgive me, because I just am so directionally challenged, even though I was born and raised here. What is around that building? Because if that building catches fire, what else is at risk?
It's kind of residential and kind of commercial. Like, you know, like little storefronts. And it's on a corner.
So did anything else catch fire? Like, how can you not if it's that massive of a fire?
I don't know. They said there was another fire near it, but they're not sure if that was connected or not that I saw. But just massive. Did you ever go into Tent City when you're younger?
You know what? This is another one of those things. I don't deserve to say I'm a Rochesterian. I don't think I can say yes that I've been to the Tent City.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's been gone for years, but.
What was in there? What would I have gone there for?
It was camping and sporting goods.
Do you know who my parents are? We did not go camping. There is no camping.
Yeah, there was no camping.
The very first time I went camping was in my 20s with my husband because I was trying to impress him because we were dating. That's it. The very first time. My mother ain't taking me camping, and neither is my father.
Aww.
But we did sleep in the conversion van on our way to Atlantic City. We did stop at the Roy
casinos.
Rogers. Yep. We did stop at the Roy Rogers parking lot. That's our form of camping.
There you go. Right,
you know where the bench seat flipped into a bed? And then Dad, of course, would have to sleep there. How about that? My dad did drive the entire time, but he got the best spot in that van. And then my mother had to sit in the front seat with her legs sticking up outside of the window because it would be hot and steamy. She'd roll down the window and stick her feet out. I mean, that's how we slept. The kids just... I kind of feel bad
for you in your childhood and your upbringing. Yeah, because you were wicked, wicked sheltered, man.
Wait, have you ever slept in a conversion van in the Roy Rogers parking lot?
No, not...
Well, then you are sheltered, my friend.
Yes, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
That is some good times right there.
All right, kids, we're going to live like we're homeless just for one night only so we can go to the casino and you kids can play on the beach and find some hypodermic needles in Atlantic City.
You know what? It's like you were there. It's like you were there.
Anyhow, man, you got some bucket list stuff to do there, sister.
You have some bucket list stuff to do.
Yes, exactly. I
road trip this weekend, Scotty. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the show, we have to talk about this. A guy arrested for stalking women on the canal in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is infuriating.
Well, it is because this darn dude has a history of this, and so many women are coming forward. Like, yep, I know that dude. The most important thing to remember if that does happen to you.
Okay.
Honesty Box is coming up, and we got to talk about your butt, you know?
I mean,
it was a big topic of conversation yesterday.
Yeah, colonoscopy, right? It was, it's just like I figured, like, you try to make everything perfect, and it didn't go perfect. I'm fine. It's just there. We'll get into that all in just a bit.
The Buzz.
I ordered a burrito the size of my thigh. I was so freaking hungry yesterday after my colonoscopy. Okay, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Spazano and Sandy. Everybody's, how'd it go? You okay? What? So, yes, everything went well except for the fact that I was late.
Oh, you were what? You were late?
I'm so screwed up. I was so screwed up. My appointment was 10:45. Now, when I got the, it's my fault, of course. But, like...
So now he says, of course.
My wife had something to do with it because she was running late, and she's, I'm just going to hop in the shower. What time you got to leave? I'm like, well, we got to get there at 8:40 or 10:45, so 10:30. I only live a few, like, 8, 9, 10 minutes away from Rochester, like, General, in that area, Portland Ave. Rochester colon and rectal is where you need to get your colonoscopy. Dr. O'Neill. It's an uncompensated endorsement. She's great. So the paperwork, remember I told you I couldn't find it? And I was all nervous because of the directions on how to prep.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, and I said, nah, it's not a big deal, whatever.
Right, so I looked it up on their website, and all the instructions were there. It was the same printout as the one that online as it was what they sent me.
Yeah, except for that whole appointment time.
Yeah, no, 10:40, because they called. They're awesome. They called at the beginning of the week saying, don't forget Thursday, 10:45. I'm like, yes. And, you know, I called them back and confirmed. They're like, 10:40. I'm like, yep, 10:45. And apparently I thought you had to be there at 10:45 because that's kind of a weird time for an appointment, a 15 minute. So I'm thinking that's when we arrive. Paperwork said 10:15 arrival, which gives you half an hour to get your IV in, sign all the paperwork, take your pants off, the whole package.
Wait, and you got there right at 10:45?
At 10:30, I got a phone call. Hi, this is Carol. I'm like, oh, God. From me. I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, you should have been here at 10:15. I'm like, ah!
Oh,
and this is at 10:30. So I got there 9 minutes. I jump in Mike. I'm like, Jill, I gotta go. And I ran out the door. And she's
Jill ready to drive you? Because you can't have a colonoscopy without a driver there present.
Correct. So I drive in my, jump in my car. I'm like, hurry up. And I jump in my car. I got there 9, 10 minutes later. So it's like 10:40.
No.
And I walk in, and the walk of shame. Now, listen to this. There were people in the elevator that were going to the same. It opens up right into the office on the third floor, right?
Mm-hmm,
it's right next to Arlene's on Portland Avenue.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, I got a butt in line. No pun intended, of course. So I jump out and I run up to the window and I'm like, hi.
Oh, no, you did the chivalrous thing where you let them go first, which is so your thing.
Luckily, they didn't get off at that floor. They must have gone.
Okay,
they needed to go somewhere else. Thank God. And Nancy at the desk was like, she looks at me like, you know, eye roll. I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, you, sir. I'm like, I know. And I'm so embarrassed because I am that. I really am. You know, you can attest to this.
Yeah,
I am that guy that's got to be on. That's the on time guy.
You get angry when you're not the on time guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
you
I
are
was
about
panicked.
That. And you were so late. I mean, if you were supposed to be there at 10:15, and it's did they cancel? Did they reschedule you?
No. So
they're nice.
Then they're like, okay, and who's your HIPAA rep? I'm like, my wife, Jill. She's okay. Where is she? I'm like, she's coming. She's on her way. She's like, did you drive here? I'm like, yeah. She's, you can't drive. I know, I know. She's here to pick me up, and she's going to take me home. Okay. And then she's like, well, where is she? I'm like, well, she's on her way. And I'm texting her. I'm like,
you're like, get your butt over here.
She's texting back, what's the address? I'm like, ah, you took me here last time. And I'm like, she's like, well, we can't put your IV in unless she's here. I'm like, oh, no. So they brought me in. As soon as I got the paperwork to fill out, they're like, Scott. I'm like, okay, sorry. So I walk in. And they, girls kind of like shaming me, and I feel bad, and I, you know, whatever. She's like, she's
you
like,
totally
your
messed
wife?
Up their flow, probably. Well, I can only imagine that a late patient messes up everything.
Well, luckily, and so anyway, long story short, she got there as I was being wheeled in, and they couldn't put my knockout juice in me until I was on, it was in the room. So Dr. O'Neill, God bless her. She gave me the, and she's like, yeah, zero will be fine. I'm like, okay. And luckily, she said, we were running behind, so this is perfect. You didn't set us back.
We were running behind. I get it. I get it.
Ah, yes, you were running behind.
Did you get to watch this time like you did last time?
I was awake the whole time. It was a nothing burger. It was awesome. She was awesome. They were awesome there. Awesome there.
Wait.
Listen,
I don't
understand.
If you
ever want your butt checked, go to see Dr. O'Neill at Rochester Colorectal. It's awesome.
I don't understand how you're watching, how it doesn't knock you out. Maybe just because everybody takes to the knockout juice a little bit differently. Maybe it doesn't fully knock you out.
No,
I don't know.
Different doctors have different things to do. And maybe, did you ask to get knocked out?
No, but I don't think I had to. Maybe he just saw it in my eyes that I wanted to be knocked out.
No, I was just like, yeah whatever.
No, I'd be mortified.
Talking to me the whole time. Didn't even notice it was happening. I'm just watching it.
No, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Or just, and of course, I was getting loopy, so I don't remember. I'm like, yes. She's like, and another thing. She's like,
wait a minute.
No, they were like, yeah, we're listening. We heard Jerker Justified yesterday, and they're listening to the show. And
oh, I hate that. No offense. Hate that.
Why?
Because oh, my God.
Why?
No, I don't like that. I don't want to talk about the show. You're up my butt. I don't want to check. Like the OBGYN lady, I'm like, please don't ask me any questions about the show. Just get in there, get out. I don't want to talk. I don't even want to talk.
You know what the best part about that office is? And it's been there. Yeah. I mean, these were the same team that took care of me 10 years ago. Which is awesome.
You stick with one. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but same.
Oh, the entire team.
Yeah, the same doctor and the two attendants. It was awesome. And I forgot his name, Michael, he comes in, he goes, hey, man, I helped you out last time you were here. I'm like, that's like a decade ago. He's like, yeah, we're all a big family here. But the best part about this office is they've got, like, picture a giant stuffed animal. Or like you know the horse costume where there's a front, the one person's in the front, the other person's you take the back half and mount it on the wall. So it was all these butts, like animal butts, like there's a bear and a butt hanging on the wall and a horse butt hanging on the wall. I love that place.
And yours.
Yes, and now mine. Thank you, Rochester Colon and Rectal. You guys were awesome.
Well,
appreciate
that's
it.
Good. And you're
and Nancy
clean and free.
And Carol and Dr. O'Neill and the Michael Mikes and stuff like that. Yes, I am. I had one polyp. And they said that everything was fine. You're the easiest patient today. We'll see you in maybe 3 years or possibly five.
Right. Dr. O'Neill, please call into the show and tell me something funny Scott said. Because you're right. You don't remember. You're so loopy. You must have said something funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a whole other conversation we could probably get into. What funny thing did you say under anesthesia?
I did. Before she put the happy juice in me, I said, you do have every right to give me a Charlie horse. Just to like a punch my buttock just because I'm a little late today.
There, he's always cracking jokes. That's Spazzano.
Yeah.
Making Rochester mornings more fun since 1999. Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay. Should we go on vacation?
I don't know. Maybe nobody's listening. Maybe it's just you and me. Well, this is fine.
Well,
nobody wants to win train tickets.
Well,
that's fine.
That's fine. Maybe we're off the air. Maybe
Wait,
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Train or the Prince Experience at Del Lago.
Nobody
maybe.
Likes train? No, come on.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, they do.
Well, anyhow, I don't know. Maybe everybody's super busy.
Well, it's 818-289-9, first call through. We're not even going to make you jump through any hoops. Just call me because I feel a little bit left out this morning. Maybe we should have been on vacation. Maybe
It's okay. Don't be that person. Don't beg. It's fine.
I'm not
you
begging.
Play the game.
I'm not begging.
We'll do quick impressions. That's all right. Nobody's listening. It doesn't matter.
Cool.
Ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Still nobody's calling.
No, it's all right. It's 818-289.
You know how bad this is for our ego?
I know. It's awesome. I love this.
It's hard to recover from this.
Well,
Okay, whatever.
No,
come on.
Tim, Build-A-Bear, Joe. No, I got a call. It's all right. Hi, Spaziano and Sandy. Good morning.
Morning.
Who's this?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, thank you for being our only listener this morning. I really appreciate it.
This is like humiliating.
I know everybody's busy and it's Friday and
maybe
it's middle of summer.
Your colonoscopy story just embarrassed everybody that they just left. They're like, what is he talking about? Colonoscopy. Okay, ready, Jamie? We're going to play quick impressions and you get to pick which tickets you want.
I want to ask Jamie what he does at this time of the morning. What are you doing? Are you working? Are you getting up to go to work? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm heading to work right now.
All right. Where do you work? I'll give you a free plug.
I work for the post office.
All right. I've heard of that. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. So we're going to give you a choice of either going to see Train in concert or the Prince Experience at Del Lago, and you just play along. Yeah.
Ready?
Right. Go ahead.
So you just have to do your best impression of the scenario that I'm going to give you. Okay?
Okay.
Are you that guy in the office?
You're going to regret calling it. Okay. Quick impressions for tickets. An Italian nonna reacting to store-bought sauce.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. This is not any good sauce.
What's the matter for you? Don't you bring that stuff into my house. That's a good one, Sandy. Does that come from experience?
Yes. Are you
bringing Chef Chef Boyardee into your mom's house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Okay, give us your best try.
Okay, he just did.
Oh, we kind of talked with you. Okay, fine. I'll let it slide. Okay. Quick impressions for tickets. A parent stepping on a Lego in the middle of the night.
Don't swear.
I don't think I should say it on the radio.
Okay. Just
come
bleep
on,
it.
Just
bleep
do it.
I'm just going to go, owie, owie, owie.
Son of a brick.
Okay, Jamie, I can tell you're not into the role-playing thing.
Oh, yes.
Okay, ready? Final one.
Okay.
What football team are you a fan of?
Vikings.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so this might be hard for you to do.
What?
A Bills fan after they win the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
Pretend it's Minnesota winning the Super Bowl. Just pretend, yeah.
It's about damn time.
That is the right answer. And you have a choice of Train or the Prince Experience. Compliments of us here from the Buzz. Which one would you like to go to?
I'll do the Train.
All right, Train and concert. They're coming to CMAC, actually, on August 8th. Which is perfect because I think that's like it's a week from tonight. It's Friday night. Friday night, summertime at CMAC on the Hill, Parlon Seats. Okay, buddy?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right.
Very
Hold
much.
The line for me, Jamie. I'll be right back, okay?
Jamie.
Jamie saved our egos this morning.
Yeah, he totally did. Right, yeah. Totally did. Okay, and that was quick impressions. We'll do that maybe never again.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Happy Friday on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spazzano Sandy here. Hello to you. Oh, hi. There you go. Hi. Sandy, guess what? It is going to be 75, 70, and perfectly sunshine, 0% chance of any rain today and tomorrow and Sunday. Beautiful. Maybe 78 tomorrow, maybe like 80s on Sunday and all 80s next week. Summer's not over yet. Do not, I repeat, do not attempt to do any back to school shopping yet.
Oh, I was going to say that. Don't talk that word that you just said.
Yeah.
Don't talk BTS and don't you dare talk pumpkin spice.
Never. Oh, I do want to talk. You know, Jamie, you just won the tickets, the Train tickets.
Yeah.
He lives in Phelps. I'm like, Sauerkraut Festival. He's like, yeah, baby. Sauerkraut Festival is this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big weekend in Phelps.
Have you ever been to that?
I have not. No. I don't. I mean, sauerkraut really isn't my
Well, I was going to say, have you really ever appreciated sauerkraut?
Yeah, I have yet to meet someone. Well, I guess, well, no, I got to take that back because we have listeners from Phelps. But I have, you know, how many people really say, oh, I love sauerkraut.
Oh, you're talking to one. I love sauerkraut. Yeah. You kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Chris Tiffany probably is rolling his eyes, too, our Buzz fam. Chris Tiffany is like, come on.
I mean, if you really look at things, I mean, it's so popular. And it's Phelps.
It's not so popular.
It is so popular. They have to have a festival about it. Thousands and thousands of people show up.
Well.
Okay, then.
I mean, I think because what else is going on in Phelps?
Oh.
Not that that's a knock, because Greece, we don't have anything. So it's not like, you know, whatever. We don't have a festival in Greece.
Yeah, like a lot of small communities surrounding the Rochester area have like that front porch festival where people dress up their front porches and stuff, right? You guys have like the Italian Garaggio Festival. That's all I can think of Greece doing.
Oh, my God, that would be genius. The entire town is one big festival, and we just go check out each other's Italian Garaggio.
Right, with the ceiling fan and the cable and the tile floors and the extra Italian kitchen.
I'm on it. I am on it. I'm going to run for town board or something to make this happen.
My favorite is pan-fried, thick-cut pork chops, and then not completely, just seared on both sides, and then you put it on a bed of sauerkraut, and you throw it in the oven, and you bake it till it's, oh my God, it's so good. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Sauerkraut right. Festival Phelps, we celebrate you. Buzz. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, good morning to you. How are you? It's just a little bit after 7 o'clock, 7:07 right now. I got to get him back on the line in just a second here,
okay.
Sandy.
Okay, so get our friend Dave on, right? Because I think it'll be perfect to have him in on this conversation, what was going on in Pittsford in the canal. Now, Dave Jenkins is from the Rochester Personal Defense Lions Pride Training Group. And I think, okay, when we heard the story about that 29-year-old man from Irondequoit who has been arrested after Monroe County Sheriff's deputies say he followed and harassed a woman alongside the canal path in Pittsford near the Great Embankment Park.
Yeah.
There now will be additional high-visibility patrols along the canal path, they said, and an investigator has been assigned to oversee the case and working on a long-term solution because this guy, this isn't his first time. Apparently, he's known to do this, and I saw this one woman's quote where I was like, oh my gosh, she commented on the comment thread on social media. And she's like, back in May, I was followed by this same guy along the canal during a solo hike.
Okay.
He passed me on his bike and kept turning around until he was circling me. I had my pocket knife out.
Oh, God, I don't blame her.
Which, is it that terrifying as a woman, you feel like you need to bring something to protect you when you go out on a solo hike or walk or whatever, which is terrible in itself. But anyhow, I had a pocket knife out, hidden in my sleeve, and I confronted him. I can still remember the exact feeling where I was ready to fight if it came down to it. Luckily, he left me alone after I told him to go away. After running back to a busier area, I called Monroe County Sheriff's Department. They came out and spoke to him, but were unable to make an arrest at that time because he technically didn't do anything wrong. I suspect he had encounters with law enforcement before because he was very cunning, she said, and knew how to talk his way out of trouble by appealing strictly to the legalities of the law.
Oh, that guy. That I've seen, you know, you see videos of that, you know, people with videos in their face. You can't do anything. You know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to comply because of this law.
Right. Yeah. And this woman's like, I have not been back on the trails since, which is horrible.
It's a shame. It is a shame. And creeps like that need to go away. They need to stop. Because so
his name is Oleskender Levy's. Oh, my God.
All right,
I can't
even try.
Alex is what he goes by, I guess, on Facebook.
Okay.
Oleskender. Yeah.
It's Alexander. Okay. Alexander, which is in whatever language. Right? Alex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, would you pronounce it Alexander then?
I haven't seen the words.
O-L-E-X? Okay.
Alex.
Anyhow.
Yeah, Alex. Listen, so this is on Pittsford, on the canal in Pittsford near a place called where?
Great Embankment Park. Yeah.
All right. Dave Jenkins is on from Rochester Personal Defense, and you're our go-to guy. Good morning, buddy. Hi. How are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Thank you so much. You've heard about this story, and it probably just, like, infuriates you and makes you want to just tell the world what to do in situations when you got a creep like this, and he's staying within the boundaries, and what's your take on this whole thing?
Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of people that, like you said, know what the boundaries are, and they push them.
Yeah.
And, you know, in listening to Sandy's account of the story, the one woman's account, you know, I applaud her for thinking, like, okay, I might have to do something. I'm going to get ready.
Right.
That is her awareness. That's her survival instinct. That's awesome. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it sucks, but it's also a reality of our world today.
Sure.
but when you guys like this, the more reports happen, the more they take them seriously.
Okay.
You know, we just have to connect the dots more. But I guess the solution to this is just pay attention. And if you're in, so this isn't an isolated incident. I get a lot of clients that come to me and say, oh, I was walking on the canal trail in this place or in this place or in this place because it's isolated. It's there's no traffic. It's just people walking once in a while.
Right.
So you got to be careful when you're out there, and you know there are bad people.
Yeah.
You know what's bothersome, and you even said this: the more victims who come forward and say, "Hey, I know this guy," or "This is the scenario. This is my story," then they take it more seriously. That is bothersome. As a woman, why does it take a whole bunch of us to have to say, "Hey, this guy is bothering me"? Why does it have to take somebody to get injured tragically for something to happen? It's so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so frustrating. But as a woman now.
It sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. What should we do? Like, what is the most important thing to know just when you are going out on your own, taking a walk, going for a run in the morning or whatever?
Yeah, it seems like you shouldn't have to do it. But again, it's that responsible thing, you know, taking care of yourself.
That, sure.
This is part of taking care of yourself. You have to be aware that there are people out there that are just looking to do bad things. It's their nature. It's how it is. And if they're going to take, if they can take advantage of you, they will. You know, and if it's a guy creeping on you or circling you on his bicycle or trying to assault you somewhere in an isolated area, you have to have the mindset of this is not going to happen to me today. And you have to pay attention and just not think people are going to go away when they're looking at you weird, you know?
Yeah.
If I were to notice somebody like kind of give me that creep vibe, and I think women have that intuition, like that gut feel, like this guy doesn't feel right. Passing me on the path. If I were to run, I'm almost thinking like a bear scenario. You don't run because the bear will chase you. Is it kind of like the same scenario?
In some cases, you have to trust your gut. What does your gut say? You mentioned it, Sandy. Women's intuition, it is powerful. There's evidence on it of how women's intuition works far better than guys, and it's all over YouTube.
Wow.
You just see guys doing stupid stuff, and women go, no, that's not a good idea. But basically, if your intuition says run, you run. If your intuition says confront this guy and say, what are you doing? Who are you? Go away.
Right.
Then you do that, but be prepared that it might, you know, he might call your bluff. So don't bluff. Be serious about what you're doing.
What's the first, and I kind of don't want to go here, but I'm going to go here. If there's going to be any item that a woman needs to have on her when approached by a creep or someone who's actually going to, you know, assault or attack you, what is that one item that you think is the most effective to have on them?
I can name two, but the first one's going to be pepper spray. It's fully legal in New York State for anybody over the age of 18 to have it, as long as they're not a felon.
Okay.
Get pepper spray and be prepared to use it.
And
learn how to use it, because I gave it to my daughter. I'm like, well, do you even know how to use this? Because you can't be fumbling when the guy's attacking
you.
Right,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, we have classes once a month on that stuff.
Okay. And what was the second thing? Wait, he said there's two things.
Oh, the second thing. But
the second thing is a taser.
Yeah, okay, cool. And those are legal also to have.
Those are legal, yep.
What is the
2015.
When is the proper moment to use pepper spray? I mean, if somebody comes up to you and just starts talking to you, you can't nail them, right?
No.
Right.
Pepper spray can be used. You know, although there are annoying people out there, you can't spray the annoying people.
Right, right.
But Scott Spazzano told me, I heard it on the air.
I've always wondered, like, when can you deploy pepper spray? When is it legally okay for you to do so you don't get in trouble?
Pepper spray is low on the use of force continuum. You can use it sooner than most any other thing.
Mm.
So if, like, if somebody's yelling at you, they're yelling at you, whatever. Okay, right. Hey, this guy, you know, is getting annoying. Okay, they're going to be annoying. But if they try to touch you physically, try to influence your day, like try to control your movement, then it's getting a little worse. And then now you're reaching that, that region where, you know, maybe the pepper spray would be the answer to calm them down and run, then call the police.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So anytime somebody actually attempts to touch you or touches you, that's when that's the go switch. Okay, gotcha.
Dave, now I know you hold classes and you help women defend themselves and learn the strategies of how to win that fight. What? How do we reach out to you? How do we follow you?
Yeah.
You can follow us on Facebook. We're all over the place. We're on Instagram. You can call us 585-406-6758 or hit our website at safeinrochester.com.
Safe in Rochester. That's the Rochester... now I'm just blanking.
Oh,
Rochester Personal Defense.
Yeah. Yes. Look up Rochester Personal Defense and that'll get you there. Dave Jenkins, thanks for keeping us safe, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Okay. So now we got to get to a Jerker Justified. Mm-hmm. And this, I don't know, maybe this is like a no big deal, but we went to, so a bunch of us were getting together and we went to one woman's house that we have not met before, and one of the girls in our group grabbed something off the table, the dining room table, that I was like, wait, are you, should you touch that, should you use that? And she proceeded to use it, and she's like, ooh, I love this thing. I'm like, oh my god, I think that's like off limits.
It's Jerker Justified material. We'll get to it coming up in just a few on the bus.
They talk, you laugh. It's a whole thing. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, I know she's not going to say it, but I'll just let her do whatever she says.
Or justify.
Now, before you say it, think of the best hook you could ever give anybody about Jerker Justified. Come on, you got to read my mind.
Don't touch my vibrating thing.
Yes!
That's sitting on my dining room table.
Thank you. She used her vibrator.
That is not to share. Okay, let me.
Thank you.
What is happening? So there was a group of... You're welcome. You're welcome. There was a group of us girls, okay, got together, and we were in my girlfriend's neighborhood. She's like, oh, you got to meet my neighbor. Okay, so we all walked down to her neighbor's house. We have not met this woman. Now this is a stranger to our group. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we walk into her house. Very nice woman. And when we walk in, my one girlfriend catches, like, something catches her eye in the dining room. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on the dining room table.
Ooh.
And she... We're all going towards the kitchen. She's going towards the dining room, and she picks it up mm-hmm. and carries it into the kitchen with her.
Okay.
And she goes, oh, my God, I've always wanted one of these. Can I try it? As she's saying, can I try it, she's trying it. I'm like, She turns it on. It's... It's a massager, okay. I'm going to say
Well, it vibrates, right?
It's one of those, what do you call it? I know it has a name. It looks like a gun, but it's like a massager, and it vibrates, and it like
It's
pulses.
Like a little hammerhead on it.
Yeah,
it goes bah, 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 on the end of it, right?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Does everyone get the visual of what I'm talking about? So she uses it like on her arm. She's like, oh my God, my thigh's been... She uses it on her thigh.
No!
What are you doing? Isn't that like off limits? Isn't that a little too personal? You don't grab someone's massager and use it, do you?
What color was it?
It's black.
Oh, okay.
Right. This one, I know they come in different sizes. This was the big one, too.
Oh. 818-2899 to use somebody else's massager.
Yes.
Somebody you haven't even just met.
Just met. Like, hi, welcome to my house. Okay. And she even went, like the tour's going this way to the kitchen. She went the other way to the dining room. Anyhow, I was like, and the woman who owns the house, who owns the
vibrating thing,
right, was playing along. Oh, my God, yes, it's great. You got to get it. I got it on Amazon for da-da-da-da-da. And then she was like, and I'm like, there's no way you're okay with this. I am waiting for you to just give it to her at this point because you don't want to use it ever again. I don't know.
Good morning. The Buzz. Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Jerker justified on this weird situation.
It's not really weird. Jerk. You made it weird.
Yeah. I think it's jerk to touch anything of anybody's and use it without asking, but especially something personal that, like, goes on the body. I think it's called an impact gun, right?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. I think that's... Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't know what it was called. Impact gun. I like vibrator. It sounds better. All right. So you're going to call it jerk then, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Jerk it is. We'll mark that down and you're the first call through. So what's your name? Who's this?
Troy Brown.
Yeah, Troy, you got a pair of tickets to the Prince Experience on August 9th at the Vine Showroom, courtesy of Del Lago Resort and Casino.
Sweet.
How's that sound? I hear it's really good.
That sounds great.
Really, really good. It's all on sale tickets at delagoresort.com, but Troy doesn't have to worry about it. He and his guests are going, and stay on the line. I'll hook you up. Okay, man, congrats.
Sweet,
okay,
thanks.
Stand right there. 818-2899 is the number. Vote jerk or justified. Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. I'm trying to think of where I would put my...
Like really a tool that you use to change tires, isn't it? Is that what that massager is called?
Impact?
I don't know what it's called.
What did he say it was called?
He said an impact gun, but isn't it... I believe him more than myself, but I thought that was the tool that you used to...
Well, impact wrench and impact...
Impact wrench?
Impact drill. Like there's impact, yeah.
Impact okay, massager?
It's a massage. What do you say? You think it's a jerk move? This is why you brought it up?
Well, yeah. Did you? Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little...
I wanted to say justified, but it's...
Would you share that if you had one and I said, Scott, let me try it. Would you let me?
Yeah, I'd let you.
You would?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not? I'm not putting it anywhere that the sun don't shine. You know,
people... Listen, I am telling you, hand to God, when I was visiting my cousin, mm-hmm. and she had one of those, just mm-hmm. laying around. Everybody who has one, apparently you just lay it around on the dining room table.
Right.
Anyhow, she was like, you got to try this. And her husband started to demonstrate. Yeah, Sandy, this is so great. Because I was telling them that I'm starting to run. And he then was demonstrating by using it on his butt. And then he was going up his... I'm like, what? I mean, it was over his clothes, but still, I don't know what you do in the privacy of your own home when I'm not around.
It wasn't in his butt. It was on his butt.
Even if it's on the skin. If it, let's say you do it. I don't know.
You're a bit of a germaphobe. I don't know. One more call, 818-2899. Any text coming through? I'm going to reserve my judgment until the end.
Well, you said
it
was...
I might be the tiebreaker. I guess I'm going to say justified. I'll say justified then. Why not? I mean, if you feel comfortable and you meet someone, you get a good vibe, you just met them, you're like, oh, this looks... I mean, sounds like something I do without thinking. Maybe she wasn't thinking.
You know what it kind of is like? If I were to come over to your house, you have a pool, and I didn't bring my bathing suit, and you're like, here, do you want to borrow my swim trunks? Isn't that the kind of same thing?
No.
I see it as the same. You don't?
If you went and grabbed a pair of swim trunks and put them on without asking, yeah, that'd be the same thing.
That is a part of it, too. She just could have grabbed it off the table, assuming that the girl would be fine with it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But again, I think it's justified.
Okay. Let's see. Looking through Facebook messages, that's how you can reach out to us, too, or 818-2899. Oh, jerk, that's gross. That's off limits. Don't touch my massager. Oh, God.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
There she is, the light of our life on a Friday morning.
That's right. Don't you forget it.
What do you call it? Jerk or justified?
I think it's justified. It's a massage gun.
Yeah.
And it's, like, meant to really get into the knot of the muscle. That's probably why he showed you on his butt, because that's where the muscles were tight on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but you can't go from look what it can do and then hold it out for me to grab and use. It just doesn't work that way.
I think you're being a little bit
maybe
dramatic.
I'm immature. Maybe I'm too immature for this sharing of the massage gun.
Someone who gets a lot of knots in their back, it's a pretty amazing tool.
You love it, huh?
But
just met walked in your house and picked it up and put it on their temple or something, or on their thigh,
you'd
be
temple. Like, oh, whatever. I just put it on your temple. That would hurt.
I can imagine it would feel really good right there. If you got a headache.
As long as they don't do anything dirty with it, it doesn't matter to me.
There you go, because it's not dirty anyways.
Exactly.
We're just making it dirty. All right, justified. Oh, I say justified. You say
that's what Tina just messaged us and said, you guys are making this dirty. It's not dirty. It's a massage gun. Okay,
and it's
justified too.
Justified.
Oh, it's a hung jury. No,
it's not.
It's a hung jury.
No, it's not. Well, wait, how?
Well, it is, but okay.
You're going to hang me out to dry with no other calls coming in?
I know. Let's just end it. Let's just end it. I know, because we're running late and we don't have time.
All right.
If people are keeping track of the tally at home, they're going to see that it's okay.
Listen, fine. If they drive off the road because we screwed it up, then I'm so sorry about that.
Or justified. 98.9
It's James Whitaker. You may have heard his name before. And if you haven't, you've heard his voice. You're like, oh, yeah, that guy, the Win the Day podcast guy. James, you're going to make our life better. I'm positive about this because you do it every week. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good. Ready to win the day.
All right.
Okay. So this message is from Donna. She messaged us on Facebook and she said, I've always been a show up and say yes kind of person with the hopes of working my way up the corporate ladder. But even though I'm getting more responsibilities, I'm not getting that much more money.
Ooh.
I love my job. I love what I do, but I do not love being not compensated fully for the added workload. Oh. I know it's not just me. It's happening to other people in the office too. What would you do if you were me?
Oh, this is such a good question, Donna. I feel like there's a lot of people in this situation. It's important to focus on value. Like, are you really adding as much value, like quantified as much as you can? Any opportunity that you can have for a conversation about your career growth, you can say, look, here are the skills that I've worked on in the last quarter. Here's the value that I've been able to provide to the organization with as many numbers as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And here is what I'm looking to do in the next quarter. Having conversations like that are really, really good because you might have responsibilities, but if they can't quantify it by some metric, it's going to be a lot harder for you to make your case. So that's the very first thing that I would do is look at your value, focus on improving your skills, and quantify those metrics so you can initiate those conversations with your manager or employer, whoever that might be. The second thing is to look at perhaps maybe you are in a situation where you're being exploited. That's totally fine. So, you know, just maybe try and gather a little bit more information. One thing that's missing is complete context. So having a conversation with your manager or your employer saying something along the lines of, look, I've got a lot of responsibility lately, a lot more responsibility, which I really enjoy. I love being able to have an impact. I love being able to do work that matches my strengths.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure there's opportunities for me to grow financially, because that's also important to me. It's an important metric of my career success, is that I'm remunerated financially and fairly for the value I'm providing for the organization. And they might be able to provide some context that you're missing out on. Like, look, we're waiting for this funding to come through, or we're waiting for this big client to be signed. Mm-hmm. There's a million different things that could be happening.
You know, a lot of bosses do that. Like, nah, sorry, we're at a glass ceiling, can't do anymore.
Well,
look for another gig.
You need to sort of just temper your expectations. Or option three in all these situations mm-hmm. is the hard truth is sometimes you need to go back out to the open market to be able to prove your worth.
Yeah.
Like skipping between different things, because when you're in a company for a long time, people remember you as the person who first started. They don't remember you as this person who's had this great trajectory. So sometimes moving to a different company or a different industry can be a great way to be able to get a big bump if financial success is the most important thing. And also just being grateful for the position that you're in. It's great to have a job. It's great to have responsibility. It's great to have some type of upward mobility, but just there's a few things that you can do to get what you want in the process.
This is one of those podcasts where you're going to have to listen back and write down word for word. The way you say things, the word choice is like, oh, I would have never said it that way.
Yeah, right.
Just copy it right from what James said.
Yep.
Exact conversation have with your boss.
Or you can hire James to negotiate for you.
Oh, yeah. Are you for hire?
Yes. Give me one latte and we will get it. We'll get it taken care of.
All right. You got it. Give me one margarita. Okay. Anyway, James, thanks so much for your advice for Donna and for any Buzz fam who wants to, you know, check in and you know, relay a question to James Whitaker.
Yeah. You can reach out to me, Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com. I know James, the Win the Day Facebook group. If you join that group, James is always on it. He'll answer your questions directly or come on the air with us.
Absolutely. Good luck, Donna.
Best to you and the fam, man. Wow. Friday morning already, and it's Honesty Box time on 98.9 The Buzz.
One thing you love about the show, one thing you hate about the show, and one taboo question that you and I, Scotty, will have to answer with 100% honesty. Everybody contributes to the Honesty Box, well, you know, listeners.
Yeah,
listeners,
anybody
who
comes in, yeah.
So we have no idea what's in here, but it's pretty full.
And it's kind of nice because, like, it's anonymous, so you could just be honest. That's thus the Honesty Box.
Okay, ready?
You go first, ladies first.
Oh, God, it is really, really
I know, fun. I forgot to bring in the big box.
Should I do a crumpled up one or a folded?
Yes.
Wait, okay, I'm going to do crumpled.
You're going to have to pull some out to get to the middle because they're so tight.
I got it. This is from the middle.
Oh, yeah? Oh, it is crumpled. What's it say? Read it.
Oh, I don't like how long the breaks are.
Thank you.
Commercial breaks. I'm sure they mean commercial breaks and not talk breaks.
Listen, instead of having like four different commercial breaks an hour, we just do two. Just clump them together and come back.
It's funny because Scotty and I refer to it as breaks when we talk.
Yes.
So to us, this means like shut up.
I know, right? Okay, toss the box.
Ready?
Yep. Good one. Honesty. I'm going to pull from the middle too. Okay, this one says... thing I love about this show, personalities.
Aww. I love it.
Aww, nice of you.
It's so good for our ego.
You know, if you had your name on it, then we could like hook you back up, but nobody puts their name on it.
No, nope, you're not supposed to.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to go from the other side now.
Oh. I put it in my things to do list to bring in a bigger box so we could just reach in.
That's okay.
And
I'll
even decorate it.
I like this.
No, it's too tiny.
Oh, shush. Well, you would know. Okay, ready? Wait, where's the... Oh, bad.
Oh, good.
Bad, all caps.
Bad.
When you go on vacation. Oh, my God. Again, it's so nice. Wait, we got no questions today? I'm very nervous because some people did tell me what questions they put in here. Yeah. And oh God, they're going to be so uncomfortable.
Oh good. I love uncomfortable. And you'll love when we kick off the weekend coming up in a few minutes on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Hey, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Good morning. It's Friday. We're going to kick off the weekend in just a few minutes. Special guest, Sandy, are you ready for the weekend?
I am ready for the weekend, and I'm ready to have Shauna join us. You know, one thing, when Shauna reached out to us and was like, hey, do you mind if just helping me spread the word about this, my son? And I was like, you know, Shauna, honestly, God honest truth, this is the best part of our job with Scott and I are most passionate about is helping you, our listeners. So if anybody ever needs anything to help spread the word, this is your time right now.
Yeah. And Shauna Crosby's on with us. Hey, Shauna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good, good. We're going to try to push the universe and all of its power toward Blake. Tell us about Blake's story, your son.
Okay, so Blake is 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He is battling end-stage renal failure, kidney failure. He's stage five.
Wow.
So beginning of 2023, he was about 14 years old when he was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease known as HSP, which is now called IgA vasculitis.
Mm-hmm.
They did say that it is common in children under 10 and generally goes away, but in rare cases, unfortunately, like Blake, it leads to kidney damage.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, is he going through dialysis and things like that to, you know, keep things moving?
Yes, he is. As of about October 2024, he started dialysis, and he was actually hospitalized from September to about November because of the aggressive, because of how aggressive it became.
Yeah.
So, he's been on dialysis since October, and as of May this year, he was listed on the deceased donor list.
Okay.
So right now we're just kind of been waiting for a call.
Yeah.
Really saying, hey, we got a kidney for you. Can you make it?
Right. So you're waiting a transplant right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you're looking for a potential living kidney donor, right?
Yes. With a living kidney donor, it will allow him a better chance for a longer, healthier life.
Mm-hmm.
As well as will decrease his wait time on the list.
Oh, I see. Right,
we
right.
We don't know how long he will be on the list. He could be on the list for weeks, months, even years.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. This is, I can't even imagine what you guys are dealing with right now, the emotion. Like, every phone call that comes in, you're probably like, oh, my God, is this it? Is this the phone call?
Exactly, exactly. I've already actually had two incidences of that. your heart just jumps, and then all of a sudden you hear, oh, we're just reaching out because, and then it just like drops.
Yeah, right. Then it's like, oh.
So, Scotty, Shauna and I were saying, hey, coming on the air today, this is like, we just need one person, just one person, just the right person to be listening to this right now.
Correct.
And to take action. So what do we need someone to do? What do we need? A certain blood type? Do we need, how do they reach out?
Yeah.
Yes. So he has a blood type of O positive, which means he can only receive from O positive and O negative.
Gotcha.
Which
all right.
That decreases his chance of anybody just donating.
That's the first filter you got
to
go through.
Unfortunately.
So why can't you can't people just go get tested to see if you match?
He can. Yep. They can definitely go get tested.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we go through the URMC kidney transplant team at Strong Hospital.
All right.
And anybody can call. The number is 585-275-7753, and they would just need his name, Blake, last name Slate.
Mm-hmm.
There's also their webpage that you can go to as well at URMC, and that's the kidney transplant team.
Okay.
And you can actually fill out, there is a form.
There on the website. Right there on the website.
Yep.
Blake has a GoFundMe page as well.
Yep.
Blake's fight for a new kidney.
Yeah. And again, you know, like, even if you share Blake's story, just like, let's do the telephone game. Let's just tell a couple of friends today that 17-year-old Blake here in Rochester, he needs a kidney. Let's go. hey, we so appreciate you. It's got to be difficult sharing this story as much as you can constantly 24/7 for your son, you know?
It is, and it's a big ask, you know?
It
You're
is.
Asking people to please give a part of yourself to my child, you know?
I know.
A stranger.
There will be someone out there, and we're confident, and we're wishing you the best of luck. And that's why we wanted to get you on here this morning, just to spread the word, spread the news, spread the love. How's that sound?
It sounds great, and I appreciate it so much. You have no idea.
Shauna, that's okay. Let's celebrate now. Let's celebrate Blake. This one's going out to Blake. We're going to kick off the weekend here.
Station in Rochester.
I'm singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Just another great summer weekend, and Shauna, make sure you listen. Just spread the word about her son, Blake, won't you?
Yeah. And Shauna, keep us posted. Anything else you need, let us know.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. It's time to kick
off
the weekend on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's Fasano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 98.9thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 98.9thebuzz.com.
Breakfast provided by Donuts Delight. Serving you Rochester's finest donuts since 1958. Located at 1700 Culver Road.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.